She's here. The conservative flamethrower and high heels and stilettos too. It's the box that rocks. It's Angela Box on the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070 and FM 103.3. The Answer.
Conservative flamethrowers and DSW heels. Now with a stronger Texas fund than State Texas tomorrow pack. Are they matching? Are your DSW heels matching?
Save Texas Now. Thank you very much.
What I thought I said Save Texas Now. She was
Save Texas. Save Texas Tomorrow. Clever, but no. Right now.
We can't wait till tomorrow for crying out loud.
No.
All right, what's going on? Oh, I saw pictures of you with our great Attorney General Kim Paxton.
Yes.
Very
he's
cool.
Been, look, I get, I pick up vibe from people, and I think this guy is great. He's like chill, but he's also super like on it. Like, I really like Kim Paxton. He was great. Fantastic.
Yeah, he's going to crush it. I mean, we've known him. We love him. Worked alongside him. He's a great guy. Fantastic guy. You got him to go. Y'all were chanting, "Let's go, Brandon." Was he chanting along?
So here's the story. So, you know, my little videos kind of went viral when I said, "Let's go, Brandon," at the end of my school board meeting speech. And then, like, a week later, he was down at the border, and someone sends this to me, and they're like, "Kim Paxton is just at the border, and he said, 'Let's go, Brandon,' at the end of his speech." I was like, yes. Love this guy. So we decided to do it after the luncheon all together. There you go.
Very nice. Very nice, Angela Box. Because if you, the AG is doing such a wonderful job, when you think about it, if you're part of the devil worshippers and the people who control Joe Biden, he's worthless. They're planning on having him step aside for health reasons, obviously. But you don't like Texas. Texas is standing up for the unborn. Texas is making a move to protect itself on the border, although we're in deep doo-doo with 2 million criminal immigrants as part of the invasion. The government admits about 500,000 plus have brought into Wuhan. But at least one state's putting up a good fight, and it's Florida, and our governor just follows what they do. So it's kind of like two states for one, Angela Box.
Kind of, yeah. And I do crack up, you know, speaking of the heartbeat bill and voter ID, it is really funny to me that the woke brigade has to, if they're going to watch the World Series, which they may be triggered by it, it's two states with a voter ID and a heartbeat bill.
and no, you know what? Give me the big cue of the music. They go, "In one of the World Series, the Atlanta Braves from the National League taking on the Houston Astros from the American League. Both states have new voter integrity rules, integrity laws, and stand up for the unborn." Yeah, what do you do if you're like one of the liberal hacks with the gut and the lesbian studies degree hanging on your wall? I guess you can't watch the World Series tonight.
No, and you know what I think they should do? I think they should stick to their principles. They should sell their tickets on Craigslist and do the right thing, and then more of us can go and shout "Let's go, Brandon" all throughout and make it so loud that the commentators are not going to be able to speak. That's the goal.
Are you going to go "Let's go, Brandon," or the real one, "F Joe Biden"?
Well, the thing that I love about "Let's go, Brandon" is, I mean, everyone loves "F Joe Biden." Obviously, it's our national pastime now. But "Let's go, Brandon" is that PG version, or the G-rated version. Everyone can say it. My nephew says it. He's 9. Everybody loves "Let's go, Brandon." And the fact that the White House, I can't wait until someone in the press pool, probably Peter Ducey, will go, "Is Joe Biden going to start referring to himself as Brandon anytime soon?" And Jen Psaki will have to make a face and have a snarky remark. And there's actually a bet as to when Joe Biden is going to refer to himself as Brandon. There's a literal bet. You can bet on it. Isn't it funny?
Angela Box, conservative commentator. Hey, if, without a doubt, the godless alt left is so mad that they didn't come up with this F Trump when Trump was in power. Because now they're like, they use the F-bombs constantly on social media. And there's like the hag liberal with the arms fat between the elbow and the armpit swinging, and they don't do their nails, and they don't get a blowout, and their eyebrows are all fumished. You know that they had, why didn't we have F Donald Trump? Why didn't we?
Well, because the simple fact of the matter is that people didn't hate Donald Trump. They hated Donald Trump. The people did not. I mean, he had 98% negative coverage. Joe Biden has 98% positive coverage. There is a reason why there was no F Donald Trump chance going on, because the people love Donald Trump and the people hate Joe Biden. And speaking of the blue-haired lesbian, you know, gender studies majors, they're now claiming that climate change is the reason that we have, you know, 2 million illegals pouring over our border. And they're demanding, there's this one picture on Breitbart. I mean, I can't even describe to you how perfect of a social justice warrior. She's obese. She has purple hair, a mask on, and she's carrying a sign. I'm assuming it's a she. I'm not trying to assume her pronouns, but I'm just going to assume. And the pre-made George Soros paid card said something like, climate change is real. Help the migrants. Or like, they're trying to get the migrants' visas because of climate change. These people are dumb. They're dumb, but they're dangerous. Very dangerous.
So it's, you know, I know, because Mexico and Guatemala have been great cold resort locations. I remember like 20 years ago, everyone would go to Guatemala and Honduras mm-hmm. for the skiing. And the, oh, I'm sorry, yeah, never mind. It's been hot down there for a long time. It's where it's located. That doesn't work. And the other thing is, Angela Box, we found out that the commies are digging more coal in China because of the winter that's coming. And they're on record as saying that you can take your climate and stick it in your cookies. They don't even care. They know that it has nothing to do with anything. So the commies are digging for more coal to stay warm this winter. Local TV stations look like they're ordered again not to report it, Angela Barr.
No, and they don't ever want to get to the bottom of who, how is giving money to the UN or some conglomerate that Al Gore still runs somehow, how is this going to prevent the earth from cooling or warming? They can't ever give an answer to that. It is a grift. It is a slush fund for the uber elite, for the wealthy to stay in the uber elite. And, you know, I don't know if you've watched Squid Game yet on Netflix, but I watched it a couple weeks ago. It occurs to me, and people who have seen it will know what I'm talking about, it occurs to me that instead of life imitating art, I think art is imitating life. They're, like, sacrificing humans. The uber elite are wearing these crazy masks and doing these rituals. I'm like, are they trying to tell us something? Like, put it out in plain sight? I mean, look, these people, they think we're all as – they are very convinced that 80% of the population are useless eaters. We need to be gotten rid of. And we are dumb enough that the 80% who still believe what they say – or they think they believe what they say, the people that wear the masks and stuff, that they people will just keep going along with their ridiculous edicts. Like, one day it's mask, and then next day, oh, no mask. Oh, but the next day it's mask. And it's just absurd. And the fact that people still believe them, it blows my mind.
Hey, what happened, Angela Box? What happened to the phrase flatten the curve? Whatever happened to that phrase?
I don't know. I think we could have flattened the curve. We could have done that if we had all gotten, you know, gotten out there and dead herd immunity like Sweden did, but c'est la vie.
You want to watch women go crazy? Remind them that the National Institute of Health has yet to begin the study to look into the Wuhan experimental shots and women's ability to have babies. They have yet. You want to see women, like, flip out, by the way, over this? When I bring it up, even the most liberal, whacked-out Jewish broad goes, they tighten up. I'm like, you didn't get your kids, did you? Did you get the shot? Oh, did your daughters, did the experimental? NIH, Women's Reproductive Health? They said it wasn't a life-or-death situation, so they never looked into an Angela Box.
Well, you would think, you know, but again, I feel like the people that believe this garbage and are doing what they're told, hashtag do what you're told, I feel like they don't care. Like, they're like, whatever, I guess it's the price of hashtag staying safe and hashtag don't kill grandma. That's what they think they need to do. So, I mean, whatever. If you want to take this thing knowing all the crap that we know now, okay, caveat emptor, and you're literally taking your life in your own hands. Seriously. It's crazy.
You know what? I love it. I love the thousands of New York City police, fire, teachers. They protested yesterday. Thousand stories not allowed to air in Houston.
Uh-huh.
Folks who came out in favor of Kyrie Irving and Brooklyn Nets, they actually went to storm the arena where the Nets play in Brooklyn. I've been there. Not allowed to air. You know, you got Black Lives Matter people and white conservatives together. You see the Gadsden flag out there for Kyrie Irving of the NBA. He's been benched because he won't take it. He says, you just can't force it on me. So it's good to see Americans getting out there and destroying the plans of the evil. Final words, Angela Bach.
Yeah, pigs are flying. I agree with Black Lives Matter on something. The vaccine mandate is unconstitutional, and it is evil. And I think Kyrie, whatever his name is, Irving is great.
Kyrie Irving.
I don't watch whatever. The guy that's not doing it, good for him. They are storming the Brooklyn Bridge. I mean, when you see New York City start to wake up, these people have a problem on their hands. So keep waking up, America. We've got a country to save.
Angela Bach, are you watching the World Series tonight?
Yes. That's a yes. I might see you, Sam. You never know. You never know.
Oh, you do? I saw Angela at this restaurant last week as I walked in with my closely guarded friends. And mm-hmm. I hear the scream from the bar. Sam!
Not what I said. I said Samuel.
Samuel!
At our table. Thank you.
And I thought there was a woman named like Irma Leibowitz or Shirley Lefkowitz or Ima Goldfarb, whatever. I don't know, Angela.
Myra Schwartz.
Myra Schwartz. And as I talked to Angela, the waiters were just handing me a drink. I didn't have to go anywhere.
Good fun.
May or may not be out tonight. Not sure. I may watch the game with Princess. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, you and Princess have fun.
Go have a wonderful day. And go
all right. Let's go Astros and let's go Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go Red State, Georgia with voter integrity law and Red State, Texas with voter integrity law. Go at it tonight at 7:09. Bye, Ange.
Bye.
See you.